FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get 3 free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Welcome. You are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Kerry Lutz, and we're back with Mike Gazzola. Mike, after our last discussion, you mentioned marketing and ranking. And the thing I'm having a little bit of trouble getting my arms around is you take your clients out there who've never had any marketing experience. You might be a professional, you might be a lifelong corporate employee, or you might be somewhat retired and away from business for a number of years. And yet you take people like these and almost overnight you turn them into successful marketers. And I think I just can't understand how you can do it.
Well, yeah. And, you know, part of that is, so on the previous shows, we talked about how do you find the right products that make the most sense? How do you get the right packaging that makes sense for your product? How do you cost effectively ship it here? How do you find it for the right price? And how do you make sure your margins are there? But one thing that people don't realize is that a lot of this, and, you know, when you hear the term marketing, you're thinking like, oh, that's like the guys that work for Coca-Cola or Pepsi. Like, these are the big guns out there, right? Like, these are, if you're a marketer, that means you have to just be way ahead of your game. And that's definitely not even the case. So a lot of marketing is something called keyword research, right? Mm-hmm. So a lot of what marketing is just understanding what are people typing in the search engine, right? It's really that simple. So if I'm selling a jump rope, I could title my product, I have a really good jump rope. Let's just say that, right? Let's just say I title my product, I have a really good jump rope. Now, you might think that that's a clever name, or and there's way better names you could pick. But where people tend to do the wrong things is they go after clever names or names that they like. I'm talking about the title of your listing, right? I'm talking about the title right now. Where what you need to know is you need indisputable proof of the words you're using in your title are what people are searching for. Okay. So instead, like, of I have a really cool jump rope, maybe, and we'd have to do the keyword research on it, and I have a whole training video all about this, but this is the way it works. You'd want to see jump ropes to burn fat. That might get 100,000 searches a month, right? And a free tool you could use is just something like Google AdWords, right? It's free. You got to set up an account. You got to put in your credit card, but they're not going to charge you until you actually run an ad. So it's a free tool. Yes, they're going to verify you. Yes, it's an ID check. Yes, it's all those things. But remember, entering your credit card is fine as long as you're not actually running ads on that, right? But one of the problems right now with Google AdWords is they've now changed it. So now, and it's still very helpful, and that's why I'm developing for the first time. I've always given you guys a lot of resources for softwares, but I'm actually developing my own software to get exact search numbers on YouTube, Google, Amazon, the Apple Store, Bing, all in real time, all the real actual search results, because it's cool to go on the Google AdWords tool. It's free, and my software is not ready yet, so this is not a plug about my software, and it's something that my inner circle is just going to literally go one step up on all the competition immediately as soon as it's launched. It's not launched, and I'm not even meaning to tip that right now. But what I'm doing is I'm explaining that sometimes there's a need in the market that hasn't been fulfilled, and I'm investing six figures in a software that's going to do everything that I know I need, right? But let's talk, I love free. So let's just go back to the Google AdWords for a second. You put in jump ropes. What's really cool is Google AdWords will say how to lose weight with a jump rope, best quality jump rope. Never guess what is going to be the best keyword, because you want to see how many searches is that keyword getting. And once you see that you found, so maybe I didn't know that how to use a jump rope to lose weight gets 100,000 searches a month. Now, the problem with Google AdWords right now is it's going to tell you it'll get 10 to 100,000 a month. That's a pretty big range.
Yeah.
But it might also say it's going to get 100 to 500. It might say it's going to get 500 to 5,000, right? Their ranges are big, but at least it gives you a rough idea, because maybe you thought the right name would be, I have a really cool jump rope for sale. In actuality, it's getting 5 searches a month, where jump rope to lose weight is going to get you 10,000 searches a month, right? So what a lot of people don't realize is when you use a platform like Amazon or YouTube, which that's a whole nother segment, how to leverage YouTube to get you unlimited traffic and how to do that cost effectively. In fact, maybe we'll talk about that in, you know, maybe 2 or 3 episodes down the road. Once people have kind of gotten a grasp for this, maybe I'll show them how to leverage YouTube, the number 2 search engine in the world, and how to get more traffic than you can handle. But right now, what you need to learn, and you need to kind of ingrain this in your brain, is that it's all about what people are searching for. So it's not a clever title like Mike's Amazing Jump Rope. Mike's Amazing Jump Rope is going to get 0 searches per month.
Yeah.
But Jump Rope to Burn Calories, and we're not searching, I'm just giving you an example. I might not like that name, but it gets 10,000 searches a month, right?
Sure.
That means that needs to be the title, the number one thing on my Amazon listing or my e-commerce or my Shopify or my YouTube video or any of those things you're doing. Because you got to remember, it's not about a cool title. It's what do people search for? And what everybody on this planet wants to do is rank better on Google, rank better on YouTube. And how do you do that? You do that by knowing the keywords that people are searching for. And my inner circle, we do 1-hour, 2-hour trainings live how to do this. If you go to AmazonSecrets.net, I'll give you some really cool training videos. You could check them out. If you decide you want to apply to be part of the inner circle, you may or may not be the right fit. I'm just saying that honestly and humbly. But let's talk about right now. So the very first key, so when it comes to marketing, and it's so many multifaceted, I think I have 12 different training videos just on marketing, but I want to give you just an overview right now. Does that sound good?
Hey, absolutely. And yeah, it's amazing. You think that you never think about these words. Yeah, you're keying up, you're looking, searching for words that your potential customer is going to use to search it. But one little word can just make all the difference. And you might be paying a fortune for jump rope. That could be a very over searched term, but yet jump rope to lose weight could cost less than 1/10 of it and be much more effective.
Yeah. So let's jump into what you just said real quick, because I'm talking organically, right? But you also make an amazing point. The word jump rope, if you ran ads to it on Google, you might spend $4 on that and it might get 10,000 searches. You're bidding against all these other people in the jump rope niche, but how to lose weight with a jump rope might only get 1,000 searches, but you might only pay 40 cents for that click instead of $3 or $4 for that click, right? And it's a more targeted search. That's how most people fail on Facebook ads, Google ads, YouTube ads. They fail because they're thinking too broad. They're thinking, hey, I have a jump rope. I'm going to run ads to the name jump rope. And I'm going to spend $4 a click because I still make $12 per jump rope. I'm going to spend $4 per click. I'm barely going to keep my head above water, but I'm going to get a bunch of clicks. Why wouldn't you instead take 5 other keywords that people are searching for and end up spending 40 cents a click instead of $3, $4, $5 a click, right? But that's where people kind of are missing the whole marketing piece. And then on top of that, so Google AdWords is a great place to start to determine the right keywords for your product. After you've done what we've already talked about, Carrie, finding the right product, all about the packaging, all about the shipping. Now, the key to success of my inner circle is all about the marketing. How do we out-market everyone else? Because we've already outbought them. We've already gotten the same product cheaper than they're getting it. We already know the right products that make sense. We already know the right products that have the biggest margins. We already know products that we can compete in that space. Now what we're going to do is out-market them. And that's why, and we kind of touched on it a couple shows ago about like using FameBit, F-A-M-E-B-I-T. Again, I always have to say the same thing. It's not my site. It's not my software. But what that is in a nutshell, because just listen to a previous show, I think it's two or three ago, but it's getting brand ambassadors, people that are famous in their own right on YouTube, on Instagram, on Facebook, on Twitter, and paying them a couple $100 to blast your product, your keywords, and blasting that out to their audience of several hundred thousand or a million. But then using my other marketing techniques about how to rank your video on the first page of YouTube for free traffic, right? So 80% of what I teach is all about going after the low-hanging fruit. It's the free traffic, the stuff that has a shelf life of infinity, stuff that you do one time and gets you sales perpetually. Ads are always a calculated thing. You could spend X amount on ads. Once you've nailed it, once you do what I teach you, you know, for every dollar I spend, I get back $1.60. I got a good formula. It's like, how many people wouldn't put $1 million up to get $1.6 million back, right? It's scalable. It's something you can continue to do. But organically, getting the searches organically is a whole nother skill set. I don't know anyone that teaches it, but it's literally, and there's no exaggeration, I've generated multi-seven figures through organic searches. And that's what I love because it has a shelf life of forever. I don't care if I only get 20 clicks a month. That's 20 clicks a month forever that I never pay for, just applying my free traffic marketing techniques.
Yeah. I mean, it's so basic, and yet, Mike, it's so overlooked. And only through experience can you learn these things. I've seen all these courses out there teaching you how to get rich off of Google, Facebook ads, and all this. And yet, we're at a point in time where all of the easy, low-hanging fruit using those techniques has been gotten already. Now you have to be much more sophisticated in your search attraction techniques to get the potential customers to go out, look at your product, and buy it.
Yeah, and internet marketing's a moving target. What I was doing back in 2004 obviously doesn't work in 2017. We're halfway through the year. And as long as you continually practice what you preach and you understand that internet marketing's a moving target, and you always have to be up to date, know what to do. I've had dentists, chiropractors, lawyers that are still doing the same old stuff that, and of course it worked 5 years ago, but it's different now. If you're not up to date, and when I share just 5% of some really cool things that'll skyrocket their business, they're just in awe. And it's because they're, and I want that. I don't want to go to my dentist and he's saying, Mike, I want to learn how to be a better internet marketer. I'm like, no, you're my dentist. I want you to be better at cleaning my teeth and filling my cavities. Like, I get concerned when they're, you know, I walk in and, you know, my dentist is like, Mike, I'm so glad you're here. I've been meaning to talk. And I'm like, whoa, like, you know, I don't want you learning about internet marketing. I want you to learn about, you know, the latest techniques in dental, right?
Like, yeah.
I don't want my dentist worrying about internet marketing. And I think you feel the same way, right?
Like, yeah, and it's, I don't want my air traffic controller or my pilot thinking about digital marketing either. Just fly the plane and guide it safely to land.
That's, and you know, your attorney's asking, Mike, how do, and I'm like, listen, you shouldn't be asking me anything about internet marketing. You know, read an extra law book or something. Like, you know, you stay up to date on your expertise. I'll stay up to date on mine. And, you know, I'll talk to someone on your staff, but I'm definitely not trying to spend time with you and take your focus away from your expertise of my teeth, right?
Or,
you know, my doctor, you know, they're about to operate on your heart. They say, oh, Mike, hey, I've been meaning to ask you about how to promote my heart transplant business. And I'm like, no. Your job is to transplant hearts, not worry about how to promote that.
Yeah.
Someone on your staff needs to worry about that. But me, I am an internet marketer. So I love doing all this stuff, not just for myself, doing it not for my students, but with my students and showing them exactly what works today and eliminating all this nonsense. It's like, you know, you can rank videos on YouTube quite easily. A lot of you have seen videos, and I rank for specific sets of keywords, knowing what are the searches based on those keywords, how much traffic can I generate on those keywords. And in the last 2 years, I haven't spent a dollar on YouTube, and I don't even know how much money I've made on YouTube, because you got to remember, it's the number two search engine the world. And a lot of my videos actually end up ranking on Google in the top position. And, you know, I'm not going to share those guys with you guys because I don't want you being laser focused on the things that I'm promoting. I want you to stay laser focused, and you could find them. I mean, come on, anybody can. It's just think about the techniques and not the products I'm selling, because, you know, just because I have this whole massive influx of products that are coming in from China and I'm selling and I'm doing well, it's the method, it's the methodology that I practice what I teach, and the marketing is where we get the edge. Of course, we get the edge by getting the cheap product cheaper than anyone else. Of course, we get the edge with our combined shipping, all of us Inner Circle people, getting the combined shipping, getting packaging done that's better than our competition, out marketing our competition. Those, in a nutshell, is all you need to know. And the 16-part series actually walks you through that. And there's cool training videos. I already gave you the website. I don't have to do that again. But if you're looking to market and you're looking to take your existing business, or you're looking to launch a brand new business, something you've never done, I don't even charge for it right now. I have something called the Marketing Masters Course, where I just share some really cool stuff that's working in today's economy, that's working in today's market. And it's not anything that you actually pay for. It's just my passion is marketing. And I love watching people with zero marketing experience all of a sudden be in the top 10% of all internet marketers, just following basic techniques. And I know for you, it's actually worked.
Oh, absolutely. For sure. We used an influencer for a kitchen product, and forget it. You know, he was amazing. He used the product in a recipe. He had 2 million followers, and, you know, we're just waiting for the results to come in now.
Yeah. And that's, you know, that really is the fun part about this business, right? Because when it boils down to it, all marketing is guessing and testing. That's all it is. Mm-hmm. But when you've guessed a lot of times and you've tested a lot of times, you kind of start to develop a formula that's fully transferable. And, you know, it used to be back in the day that sales was one division and marketing was one division, right? It was like sales was separate from marketing. Yeah. Marketing always complained to sales. Sales always complained to marketing. Now it's one thing called smarketing, right? Yeah. So sales and marketing are now one. Sales and marketing, if you're good at sales, you better be a good marketer. And if you don't know how to be a good marketer, you need to start with a process, because marketing is not rocket science. It's guessing and testing. And when you've done it over and over again, it becomes fact. It's no longer guessing. It's no longer testing. It's like, I've already guessed and test. My students have guessed and test. We know that this works. And then it's like, you're able to cut out everything that doesn't work and focus on the exact blueprint of the things that work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, the beauty is that, you know, this isn't a static system that you just buy it. It's not like a book that's printed once and then marketed over and over again. Your system's always changing, always improving, always adding to your knowledge base.
Yeah, every single week there's brand new topics. Every single week we're digging deeper on things that we've already taught the basics on. And that's what's so fun for me, because every single Monday I get on a call with the entire Inner Circle, answer all their questions, and share something really cool that actually works. And we continuously dig deeper. I mean, like anything else, you know, it's like eating an elephant, right? You see this big, huge elephant standing in front of you. You say, I could never eat that elephant. It would be impossible. But one bite at a time, spend 6 months, you'll have consumed that entire elephant, right? And this marketing, this e-commerce, this business of being independent and not codependent on an employer, or tuning out all the negative people in your life. It might even be your spouse. It might be your family members. Yep. But just having that within you that says, you know what, I can do this. I'm going to try this. And if you take that plunge, you know, it's, I'll give you everything I've got, right? And that's what I love doing. And that's why I even do these shows, because it's fun to share. And I can go as deep as we have time for on any subject at any time. Obviously, I can't give you an entire elephant in one show. That's just not possible, because we need to eat it a bite at a time, right? And today, getting these basics down of marketing and understanding how keywords work, understanding how influencers work, understanding about how do you outrank your competition and just kind of grasping the concept for now, and then allow us to dig deeper, right? And continue to make shows that'll be a part two of marketing, a part three of marketing, a part four of marketing. Or if you're part of the inner circle, you get the whole elephant sitting in front of you and you eat that elephant as fast as you can, you know?
Or take
the hot dog champ Kobayashi, you know, maybe he could eat it in a week. You know, my grandmother, it might take her a year to eat it, right?
Yeah. Hey, you know, great point. And, you know, to think how much the systems that you're teaching have evolved since you started it a year and a half, 2 years ago, it's just it's a different course than what it was back then.
Well, yeah, because we've always only trained 100 people at a time. And you could see, because every training course, it's 3 months long. And the people that come to China, they're with me for a whole year. They have a whole year of me, of my support. Mm-hmm. And our Facebook group, see, when we started the private Facebook group, it's always been only for the inner circle. And, you know, of course, after the first group, you know, there's 100 people that are part of the training, but maybe 70 ever go to Facebook, right? If you're like me, I don't personally use Facebook. It's just, I use it for business, but I don't post that slice of pizza I ate for lunch. I don't post, you know, like nonsense, you know, a picture of a car I saw, or like just nonsense, right? Like to me, yeah,
trivial.
Use Facebook if it generates income. If Facebook is not generating you income right now, you're doing it all wrong. If you're using Facebook to waste time and not monetize, you're using Facebook the wrong way. Facebook is just a tool like anything else to generate income. If it's not doing that for you, disconnect it till you decide how you're going to make it a money generating tool for you. Oh. But with that being said, you know, the Facebook group back then, you know, had 30, 40 people. And, you know, there was some value. It was cool. A lot of people just don't use Facebook. Then after the second group, it got a little bigger. Then the third group. And every single time we've maxed out the inner circle. And now to have over 500 people there that are supporting each other, all kinds of people that are hot new releases, people that are doing 20K a month plus now. And it's so inspiring for people that have never done this to see other people that have never done it and see that their life is completely different now than it was 6 months ago or 3 months ago. And now the power of 500 like-minded people, even people from my very first group, they're part of the Inner Circle Facebook group. And what's so cool is that's only for the Inner Circle. So when you launch a product, we have people get 80, 90, 100 reviews in a week, become a hot new release, end up getting 40, 50 organic sales in a day. I think, you know, even for you, I think you, like Saturday, you were saying something like 40 sales you did, 40 or something sales. Like that.
Oh, forget it. We were crushing it. No, it's an amazing thing. It's amazing the way you start doing it and you grow with the system. That's what really happens. The system evolves and you evolve along with it. And then the idea that you've been successful at it leads you to release your next product, your next product, your next product. Before you know, you have a whole stable of products and they're all making money for you. And we didn't even talk about the fact, Mike, is that they're making money for you 24/7 as you sleep. Mailbox money is it's often called. A little more hands-on than just having a piece of real estate and letting somebody rent it, you know, monthly or whatever. But it still is, I wouldn't call it passive income. I would call it passive income, passive and active. You take the actions and then it becomes passive. Then you take some more actions, the income goes up. So it's a combination of the two. Action, sit back, watch the money come in, take some more actions, watch more money come in. It's really the best of both possible worlds.
Yeah. And while we're still doing this call, I'm going to make sure I trademark that real quick. So that way, you know, pass action is my,
pass active.
That's now mine, you know,
pass active.
Yeah. So now pass active is now mine, but,
all right.
But
hey,
you couldn't have said it any better because that's really what it is, you know, and I get emails maybe once a week. Someone says, oh, you know, this sounds like a get rich quick scheme. And it's like, are you crazy?
Please.
There is no such thing as a get rich quick scheme. If you don't lay down the work, if you don't invest yourself in the processes, it is certainly certainly not a get rich quick scheme. There's no guarantee of money. You're not investing, quote unquote, with me in product where I guarantee you some rate of return. I just simply give you the processes that I've used that have been successful for me, that have been successful for your peers. And that's it. But, you know, like people think like, oh, if I just hear a podcast, I'm going to be rich. And, you know, hey, I heard two of your shows and I'm not rich yet. It's like, come on, please. You know, be realistic. Okay. You need to lay down the groundwork. You need to work. There's no such thing as free money. Now, I hate even using the word easier, but this is certainly easier than going and laying down bricks all day or hauling boulders all day, right? So, you know, it's like everything in life is relative. So when I say it's easy, I say it's easy because I get to coach my kids' soccer team and baseball team, go to all my daughter's dance recitals and take them to school, pick them up if I want, hang out with them, throw the football around. I say it's easy because this year, certainly we're going to generate, you know, multi seven figures. We've already done over seven figures and well over seven figures. And I consider that easy because I still have time freedom. I still get to support my family in a really cool way. But more importantly, I get to do what I love. And to me, that's just as powerful as anything else, even though we need money to support our families, to take that vacation, to buy a nice, you know, house for our family, a safe car for our family. Obviously, we need money for those things, but time freedom at some point starts to outweigh everything. And what outweighs even everything else more than that is doing something I love, which I don't know if it comes across, but I actually love this.
Hey, absolutely. Your passion, your commitment, your dedication always come across in everything you do, especially this, Mike. But the concept that, hey, whatever your goals are, you can accomplish them or help accomplish them. Doing this is really great, whether you want additional income. So say you're a retiree and Social Security and your savings just not quite enough to get by or to really have the comfortable retirement that you were hoping for 20 years ago, you know, then you sell a couple of products. If you want to be income replacement and job replacement, then it requires a different level of commitment. But at whatever level of commitment you want to make, this can work for you. That's what I have personally discovered. And don't anyone ever think it's get rich quick. Talk to my partner, Milena. I joke because she just recently got her MBA, but I tell her, you got a PhD in Amazon because, you know, Amazon is just a bureaucracy. It's a well-paid, highly functioning bureaucracy at times not so highly functioning, but you have to master the bureaucracy. And when you master the bureaucracy, you master the algorithms that are used to sell products on Amazon. And once you've done that, hey, then it becomes a consistent process of refinement and focusing and targeting. I mean, I remember one time I was talking to a Broadway play director, and she told me, you know, we start out with this play and everybody knows their part and they're all doing the lines really perfect. And then I look at them in 90 days and the play is just not working like it did. The lines that used to get the laughs aren't getting the laughs. So you know what? We go back to the beginning. We go back to the basics. Everybody relearns their lines and we start over again. And you know, Mike, I think that your process with Amazon is kind of the same way.
It is, because, you know, you always have to, and including me, I always have to be learning and open-minded and coachable. Like, I can never think that I know everything. All I can be is constantly improving. And that's all I'm ever looking to do, is just be a little bit better today than I was yesterday. And to some people, they would be in my exact same position and just be complacent and say, hey, you know, everything's on cruise control. But you know what? If you're not constantly learning, then you're going to constantly be diminishing, right? And, you know, some people don't understand that concept, but you have to and I don't care your age. I don't care your background. You know, I barely graduated high school, so I'm not some big shot NBA, but those people train with me, right?
Yeah.
The people that are way more highly educated than me, what they don't know is the real world and how actual e-commerce, internet marketing, being better than your competition. They might be able to, you know, dissect the tendon in the frog's ankle, right? Sure. But they can't actually make revenue.
Yeah. Well, that's the beauty of it. A system that works from the beginning to the end. And especially once you've got your product and you've figured everything out and it's getting shipped, then you got to go to the marketing and you can't goof around. You got to do it right away. So the urgency that with which you approach the whole process, very important.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, and you know, if you guys keep listening to these shows, I'll keep on giving some super good value. And, you know, I know just with your audience, you had a huge demand for people wanting to hear more shows, and I love doing it. So, and the people that are listening to the Easy Residual Income podcast, it's like, this is just something that I keep on delivering and giving more and more value than I did previously, just because we're digging deeper at all times. So, thank you guys so much. I'm glad that you guys love this. And I love the overwhelming response that I'm getting from you guys as far as the positive comments. And again, AmazonSecrets.net. You want some cool training videos? Check it out. If not, I'll see you on the next show.
Okay. Thanks, Mike. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get 3 free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.